But when catastrophic events happen, like the terrible earthquake in Haiti, we tend to talk a lot about how many people were injured and killed, and that's obviously the first concern. But sometimes the stories about what it really takes to get a country back on its feet get lost in all that other news. The Law Library of Congress has started a project to help Haiti get access to many of its legal documents that were lost. Roberta Schaefer and Mark Stratner are both with the Law Library of Congress, and they join us now to talk about the effort and how they got involved. Good morning. Thanks for both of you for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being interested in this wonderful concept.
Okay, well, let's start from the beginning here. We know about the property loss and, of course, the terrible human tragedy of the Haitian earthquake. But what kind of documents were lost? What is it you're trying to help them restore?
Most of the libraries in Haiti suffered very severe damage. And law librarians in the United States decided we should try to digitize the historical Haiti legal collection so that it would be available not only to the people of Haiti, but to the people providing relief services to that country.
So it's law library books mostly, or are there documents, or what are the nature of these things?
It's the core legal documents, history, and the actual laws of the nation that we're trying to digitize to make available to the people.
Okay, so in other words, you're digitizing them from other sources so that they'll have them because the physical sources were lost?
That is correct. We are digitizing them from library collections throughout the United States.
Okay, and what's involved with this? I mean, how long does it take? What's the volume of information that has to be scanned?
Well, a group in Hawaii, LLMC Digital, Jerry DuPont, it was his driving idea to talk to the librarians, law librarians of the country. He started with Columbia and with the Library of Congress. And we have compiled a list of the titles that we own. The Law Library owns 370 titles, of which we've already sent 109 titles consisting of 211 volumes to be digitized. This list is circulating around the world, and we're trying to discover additional titles that the two institutions do not own.
And Ms. Schaefer, a volume means one single book, or is that a whole set of books? Because
yes,
I'm just asking because I've been in law libraries, and it looks like there's thousands of books that all look alike.
That is so true, and you are exactly correct. One volume is one single book, and then the title may be a collection of many, many books, hundreds or in some cases thousands.
Okay, and what is going on in Haiti to receive this? In other words, do they have the infrastructure there to make sure that when you send a digital document, they can look at it?
Well, for the present tense, the idea is that we would be hosting the information on our website, the Library of Congress would, and they would be able to access the information through any handheld device that maybe people who are coming to give them aid or people within the country who are doing aid would be able to use. And then ultimately, it is our hope that we will be able to package the entire collection for them in whatever format they would like, and then they can have it in-house within law libraries or libraries in Haiti, within government offices, and in those offices that may be set up for relief.
We're speaking with Roberta Schaefer. She's the Law Librarian of Congress, and Mark Stratner, the Chief of the Collection Services Division of the Law Library of Congress. And I notice you have digital devices called BlackBerry, so you want to get them away from your phone because we can hear it here. And that's an interesting point you bring up, Ms. Schaefer, that these collections that are digitized can be accessed by mobile devices. Was there some programming that you had to do to create a mobile edition of your website for this purpose?
No, there is not. So we, when we build products at the Library of Congress today, we try to be aware of all the different ways people around the entire world might be accessing our information, and that way we don't inhibit access because of technology.
So in other words, lawyers throughout the world, including the United States, routinely access law library materials from their handheld devices already?
Yes, they do, and we hope that as technology develops, we will be able to keep up with that and that they will never be impeded because of technology.
And what do you know of the technological prowess of lawyers? I mean, is it mostly lawyers that look at this stuff? Who else would, in Haiti, for example, would be needing to look here? Is it strictly lawyers?
No, it is not. I mean, that's the wonder of the law, that people have to know the law no matter what profession they're practicing. So many times it may be healthcare providers who need to understand what kind of releases they need to secure. It may be people who are giving assistance to children, educators, journalists like yourself, and then, of course, lawmakers and lawyers, and then the average citizen, the concerned citizen, who wants to understand what his or her rights might be. Everybody needs to know the law.
And Mr. Stratner, are there copyright provisions that you had to suspend or get around, in other words, to offer the collection that we own to make it available on the website? Or are these public domain works? What are those issues?
The current material that is being digitized is in the public domain, and we will be working with other partners to seek copyright releases for more current material. So at the moment, what is going on the website is totally in the public domain.
Okay, and what is your timeline? Are you halfway through, or when will you be done?
We have expedited this process, and we are hoping that we will be done totally sometime by the end of June. You had asked us a little bit earlier about resources, and we have a continuous process to digitize and micro-format our gazettes, because gazettes are on very fragile paper, like newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we looked at our list, and we put Haiti at the head of the class. And we are just hoping that we can dedicate all of the resources, staffing and money and machinery that we would normally have for our digitization process to Haiti right now. So our plan, although it may be audacious, is to be able to get this done by the end of June.
Yeah, the audacity of digitizing, huh?
Yes. Now, in the meantime, we're, of course, hoping to hear from other libraries around the world to include things that we don't have so that we can give Haiti and those who are giving Haiti aid as complete a collection as possible.
And just a final question, have you brought in any interns? I know Congress often uses them to get a lot of this kind of grunt work done. I imagine that would be a great project for interns to help out with.
Normally it would be, but unfortunately the interns usually come in the summer.
Oh, and you're going to be done by June.
And we hope we will be done with our part of the project by the end of June.
And otherwise, this is a volunteer effort on the part of the people that work at the Law Librarian of Congress just because they want to do it.
That is correct, yes. I mean, certainly we were happy to help out. The library is known to help rebuild collections and to offer disaster relief. We have been doing that for over 40 years.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. That's a fascinating story. I don't think people knew this widely, and so I certainly didn't know about it. And we appreciate all the efforts you're doing on behalf of the United States.
Well, thank you, and thank you for letting others know by way of the radio.